Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
We give thanks to all the waters of the world for quenching our thirst and providing us with strength. Water is life. We know its power in many forms: waterfalls and rain, mists and streams, rivers and oceans. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the Spirit of Water. Greetings and welcome, everyone. My name is Turtles All the Way Down to Nelly, and this is part one of Turtle Island. We're going to wander down a path of sound, venerating and honoring our Mother Earth, our home, our air, our breath, our land, our water. According to Iroquois oral history, Sky Woman fell down to the earth when it was covered with water. Various animals tried to swim to the bottom of the ocean to bring back dirt to create land. Muskrat succeeded in gathering dirt, which was placed on the back of a turtle, which grew into the land known as North America. There's a sense of care and beauty in that creation myth that really pulls on the heartstrings. It's also a gentle reminder that she alone bats first and last. Without further ado, let's begin with a poem. Sleeping in the Forest by Mary Oliver. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichens and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on the riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the stars, but my thoughts, and they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. All night I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell, as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better.
If the sun thinks by radiating light, its language is warmth. If the ocean thinks by undulating its mass of waves, its language is wetness. If a tree thinks by converting light to sugar, its language is the sprouting of leaves. If the wind thinks by moving unseen through everything, how it bends us is its tongue. I am tired of only thinking like a man, and pray for the courage to radiate, undulate, sprout, and move through everything unseen.
Of the night and day, bring your spirit through, rest our thoughts in you, guide our feet in the natural way. O round Mother Earth, bring her into birth, sweet creatress of the night and bring your spirit through, rest our thoughts in you, guide our feet in the natural way. O round Mother Earth, bring her into birth, sweet creatress of the night and day. Bring your spirit through, rest our thoughts in you, guide our feet in the natural way. O round Mother Earth, bring her into birth, sweet creatress of the night and day. Bring your spirit through, rest our thoughts in you, guide our feet in the natural way. O round Mother Earth, bring her into birth, sweet creatress of the night and day. Bring your spirit through, rest our thoughts in you, guide our feet in the natural
nature always wears the colors of the spirit.
The song of the green rainbow. A green rainbow was moving toward me, so here I was dancing under the rainbow and making the rain wet the whole earth.
Oh,
Celebrate the energy of the East, of movement and fresh beginnings. In this moment, be conscious of the air as it flows through you, letting your breath merge with the wind, clouds, and currents that sweep over land and sea with the turning of the earth.
Talk of mysteries, think of our life in nature, daily to be shown matter, to come in contact with it, rocks, trees, wind on our cheeks, the solid earth, the actual world, the common sense, contact, contact. Who are we? Where are we?
Earth, matter made from rock and soil. It too is pulled by the moon as the magma circulates through the planet heart and roots suck molecules into biology. Earth pours through us, replacing each cell in the body every 7 years. ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We ingest, incorporate, and excrete the earth, are made from the earth. I am that. You are that.
Like two cathedral towers, these stately pines uplift their fretted summits tipped with cones. The arch beneath them is not built with stones. Not art, but nature traced these lovely lines and carved this graceful arabesque of vines. No organ, but the wind here sighs and moans.
Listen as the trees sing their songs in the wind, lyrics and melodies for the spirit's senses, songs of laughter and life, timeless things in timeless places. Do not be afraid to be strong. Do not be afraid to love, but always remember. Always remember, love wisely, the love of being. Free of possession, the love of being beyond desire, the love of being respect for Mother Earth. Listen as the trees sing their songs in the wind. Lyrics and melodies for the spirit's senses. Songs of laughter and life. Timeless things in timeless places. Do not be afraid. Remember the medicine is in the time. Live this life to last. Join the time of tomorrow and the past. Be like us. Serve the creation. We will endure. Listen as the trees sing their songs. Listen. Listen.
against the sky, fields of plenty, rivers to the sea. This and more spreads before me. Trees against the sky, fields of plenty,
trees against the sky,
fields of plenty, rivers to the sea.
The happiest person is they who learn from nature the lesson of worship.
I had a tree in the dream hills where my childhood lay, and I'd go there in the wide long days. And my tree would listen to all that I'd say. And the sun was shining brightly, and the sky was smiling. And the sun was shining brightly, and the sky was smiling. When the world had put me in its tomb, and my life was just an empty room, I went to my tree and I sat there in my gloom. And the light was fading dimly, and the sky was crying. And the light was fading dimly, and the sky was crying. Its branches low down to the ground, and its green leaves shrouded up my mind. And I left the world somewhere behind, and I did not know what I would find. But the sun was shining brightly, and the sky was smiling. Oh, the sun was shining brightly, and the sky was smiling. Thank you.
water, blood, lymph, mucus, sweat, tears, inner ocean tugged by the moon, tides within and tides without, streaming fluids floating our cells, washing and nourishing through endless riverways of gut and vein and capillary. Moisture pouring in and through and out of you, of me, in the vast poem of the hydrological cycle. You are that. I am that.
song when the world was new. Water's laughter sings it through. Wizard of changes, water, water, water.
If any part of nature excites our pity, it is for ourselves we grieve, for there is eternal health and beauty. We get only transient and partial glimpses of the beauty of the world, standing at the right angle. We're dazzled by the colors of the rainbow and colorless ice from the right point of view. Every storm and every drop in it is a rainbow. Beauty and music are not mere traits and exceptions. They are the rule and character. It is the exception that we see and hear.
Mari, 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 mari
The song of the Black Mountain. There was a black mountain in the ocean. There was an unseen cloud coming toward that mountain. It went into the black mountain and made it wet.
Celebrate the energy of the South, of warmth and light. In this moment, be conscious of the electric spark within each nerve as it pulses through you. You are a channel of energy, fueled by the power of fire. Let your light become one with the flames, sunlight, and stars.
Thank you.
I am the taste of water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the original fragrance of the earth. I am the heat in the fire. I am the life of all that lives. I am the radiant sun among stars. I am the moon. Of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of secret things, I am silence. All opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor.
La 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 la.
The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature. Joseph Campbell. Indeed. Welcome again, everyone. My name is Loon Song Tonelli, and you've just heard Side A of Turtle Island, Part 1, an episode where we celebrate our Mother Earth. Go to muddybootsradio.org for a playlist of this episode. And please subscribe to Muddy Boots on iTunes. Okay, be sure to check out the B-side of Turtle Island, Part 1. See you there.